thank you. And Biz is going to share a scripture.
All right, scriptures, John 14, 15 through 27. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask God, my Father, and God will give you another advocate, a helper, to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees the Spirit nor knows the Spirit. You know the Spirit, because the Spirit abides with you, and the Spirit will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my God, you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by God, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, those who love me will keep my word, and God will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the one who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom God will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid.
Thank you, Biz. So, I'm not doing a sermon, because we're here together and we can talk with each other. I'm going to say a couple, really, couple minutes of maybe to prompt you, and then we're going to talk to each other briefly in small groups, twos, threes, fours, whatever works for where you are and what you're comfortable with. And the question is, how do we experience that Spirit, that Helper, that Advocate that Jesus promised to send, so that we are never orphaned and that we have peace, not the peace that the world gives, but peace. When we were thinking about the theme for today on the worship team, Biz said, well, you know, we're going to be outside. How about a revival, a tent, you know, revival? It's that time of year in certain traditions. And of course, then a couple other people on the worship team were like, I don't know about revival exactly. That's got a lot of connotations we might not be comfortable with for some people. And then we said, well, what about renewal? How are we renewed by the Spirit? How does Spirit give us life over and over again? And then I was just struck by the water, right? The water was in y'all's song, the water in the fountain, but also the water here. And that's one of the images for Spirit. Is an overflowing fountain that keeps on coming, keeps on giving, living water. A really cool fact as we're heading into celebrating our 200th anniversary, I've been reading the 150-year compilation of our history written by Ruth Lacy. Thank you. And you may remember, some of you, we're going to learn more of this next month. You may remember that this church was founded in Danby in 1821, but moved down to Ithaca in 1826 because people were shifting toward Ithaca. But what I learned in that in Ruth Lacy's history was in 1826, Ithaca was experiencing part of the Second Great Awakening. And literally every service, people were getting baptized after church. She says people were talking about what was happening and what God's Spirit was doing on the street corners. And you would hear people crying out to God in the middle of the night all over Little Ithaca in 1826. Isn't that fascinating to think about? Fascinating to think about. And that our church was really born in that experience, out of that experience. So let's just take a few minutes and share with each other how you experience God's presence, how you experience the Spirit in your life. And then when we come back, we'll just call out a few of those things not everything, but a few of those things that come out of your conversation, and then we'll respond to that by singing Spirit of the Living God, Fall Fresh on Me. So I invite you, just, you know, figure out how to divide up, shift around a little bit. Talk to someone besides who you came with. You can talk to them too, but make sure you include at least someone else in your conversation. And let's just take a few minutes to talk to each other about Spirit of God in our lives. I don't want to cut anybody off. Let's take a couple more minutes and then we'll kind of regroup. Two. So I invite you all to sort of turn back to the larger group. You may want to continue this conversation over lunch. That would be lovely. Keep talking. But let's just take a minute and sort of call out nice and loud a word or phrase that came to you or you heard from somebody else. Can you do that?
Finding peace in nature.
Peace in nature. Hospitality. Dog's eyes. My dog's eyes. Not just any dog. Yeah. Music.
Connection.
Do no harm.
Guardian angels. Being together. I heard something about companion. Inner companion. Awakening.
Social justice.
Refuge and regeneration.
Helping the homeless.
The animal world. Hummingbirds and the beautiful sea, the beautiful water. Let's. Bruce has something cool.
That reminded me of when Moses wanted to see God's face. In the desert, God said, no, but when I'm walking away, you can see my backside. And that's in there. It's in the scriptures. But what we found, it was very interesting that we were talking about the Holy Spirit today because we came across a meditation, and what this pastor wanted to note was that in scripture, the Holy Spirit is feminine. So it's the divine feminine. So he said, you know, what happened? Wasn't it Father, Son, and Holy Sister Spirit, or Sister Holy Spirit. He says, well, what do you know about patriarchy? But the prayer at the end I thought was kind of cool. And this guy, Matt Laney, senior pastor of Virginia Highland Church in Atlanta, and here's his prayer. Come, Holy Sister, gorgeous Holy Ghost Goddess, divine daughter, awesome anti-advocate, come and fill us with your power. So... I thought that was cool. And since we were talking about the Spirit.
No, that's nice.
Let the Spirit move.
And speaking, that is a sister church. I don't think they're not American Baptist connected, but they're Alliance of Baptists. Let's sing together, Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me. I would encourage you to stand if you're able and sing this together as a prayer.